Are we thinking that we want to do like a set post-show intro song
at
now?
At some point, not today. We'll just do a regular post-show and talk about what the plans are. But
sweet, do we want some music, some tunes?
I'll play something
right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'm recording already, so we'll probably start with this, and then we'll play some music also whenever Drew gets it. So, yeah, I'll just keep on filling the space with my voice like a true radio professional, never leaving any dead air or anything as Drew continues to scroll through the musical selection.
Well, she's been flying around the country with the dude she loves, so she's like, divorce you.
I love this.
I guess splitting with a brother wasn't good enough, so she's like, divorce you and her brother too.
I actually love that song.
That should be the
really
intro. That should be the intro from here on out to the post show.
I was really proud of that one.
I think the post show.
Of course, the parody.
This was a rare week when I wrote all three of the parody songs.
You had those parody songs were solid.
I would buy an album of the parody songs from the show.
I would pay good money.
You know, there's some misses.
Sure.
You
know,
you don't.
Nobody bats a thousand.
Yeah, you don't throw a touchdown every play.
Exactly.
But this week it was all touchdowns.
There are some that just bring tears to my eyes from just pure laughter and joy when I hear them.
That warms my heart, Rob. Thank you so much.
Drew brings tears of laughter to my eyes every day.
Tears of something.
Tears of something.
I mean, there's tears every day.
There's tears
sometimes
every day.
Yeah, sometimes it's laughter. Sometimes it's because I punch you in the ovaries.
Wow.
Stay away from my ovaries, please.
I do. Wow. Now. I've ever since that one time.
I don't think you can. You shouldn't. No.
Oh, please. After all the things that I heard yesterday. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and I saw your DMs, so. I know your tolerance for being offended is very high.
I have very high tolerance.
Wow.
Very, very DMs. High tolerance.
I'm about to kick into Big Brother mode.
I saw her BMs?
You know, but I can say, though. Wait, what?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
John misheard me.
Thankfully, though, you know, because following my tweets about the rally, I've gotten a lot of activity on Twitter. Which is nice. And, we tweeted some pictures and everything. I've one of my tweets has gotten, like, I don't know. I don't even know. Like over 600 or 700 retweets or something.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then so I have gotten a lot of new followers too, but can say, you know, had a lot of people sliding into the DMs, but they're all very polite. So I think that is my good measurement for how nice Trump supporters
has Ken Martin slid into your DMs yet?
He has not. Paul Allen did though.
Okay. You know, so because if Ken Martin slid into your DMs, he would just blame you for enticing him to slide into your DMs. So.
He'd slide in and be like, this is your fault.
It's all your fault for putting pictures of yourself online. Yeah. You should have expected me to go into, you know, to go in and message you.
Ken Martin can slide into my BMs. I'd welcome that.
Well, things took a turn.
I just learned a lot about you.
I know. And Rob's the one who's been looking at me all morning long when I'm making comments about Minneapolis man baby mayor Jacob Frye. He's like, John, and you're doing Ken Martin sliding into BMs for crying out loud.
They were looks of interest and engagement, not criticism.
Seriously, though, I mean, how do you with a straight face go on national TV and say that Trump is culpable and Trump is, you know, he is to blame for a bunch of wacko radical leftists out there setting fires and beating up cars and throwing crap at police?
You do that when you're Ken Martin and you know that if you actually were to straight up condemn the actions of the individuals after the rally on the streets in front of the Target Center, that he's going to catch a ton of heat.
Yeah, he'd be canceled.
From his own people. That's how.
Right. This is what kind of why I've stepped away from more party line politics and have the benefit of just being able to focus as a single issue guy at the Gun Owners Caucus is the hyperbole and the rhetoric and the stick poking from both sides. It just gets annoying. You know, Jennifer Carnahan yesterday was tweeting that, oh no, the news is being prohibited from interviewing people. Yeah. And it wasn't true. There were news outlets that were doing it. Ken Martin's going on and blaming Trump because, you know, radical anarchists are are causing damage. And it's just like they're more interested rather than saying, hey, you know what? We had a cute few bad apples, but the majority of our people were really great. He's more interested in defending the radicals to protect his own hide from his own radical base than just saying, hey, you know what? Those people don't represent our party and our core values. But he defends them and then blames Donald Trump in the process, because rather than just say, hey, we've got great people who believe in what they're doing, he's got to blame Trump for these actions. And that kind of, you know, that hyperbole has really sickened me in modern politics.
Well, and I agree with you too on, you know, I think you do too. I think we all do. I think we generally speaking like the job that Jennifer Carnahan is doing. But I'm with you on that. When those stories first started coming out about the porta potties being moved and about the media not being allowed to go and interview the people on the line, Drew and I both had the same reaction, going, you know, if this is true, is this true? Have we gotten confirmation? And I'm with you. The left is gonna left. They're gonna do whatever they're gonna do, regardless of what the right does. But I'm still very much a proponent of, man, if you can do the right thing, do the right thing. And that means don't push the nonsense. You don't have to push nonsense about Mayor Jacob Frey. He did it all on his own. There's no reason to jump. If it turns out that it was true, that's one thing. But don't jump to a conclusion based off assumptions, you know, because it does. It takes away the ability to, in my mind, rationally and non-hypocritically, you know, you end up becoming a hypocrite in pointing out, you know, anything the left does if you're even gonna venture to go and act like they do. It's just better. It's better to do the right thing and take the high road.
Yeah.
And no, that's not going to change the attitude on the left. Understand that they're not going to play that game.
Right. At the end of the day, the goal is to poke somebody in the eye. So Carnahan was poking the man baby mayor. He's been both upgraded and downgraded. That's interesting.
Depends on the hour of the day.
Yeah. So she's trying to poke, and I get it. I get, you know, it's politics. You got to throw people in there. I'm just saying, for me personally, it is kind of driven me away from the participating in the party politics, because I'm somebody who values intellectual honesty. If I'm gonna poke you for something, it's gonna be accurate and it's gonna be verifiable. It's not gonna be, ooh, I heard something, so now I'm gonna use this opportunity to poke you. And Ken Martin, what he's doing is just reprehensible. You've got people, there's videos of people being violently attacked, and Ken Martin says it's Trump's fault for saying things.
Yeah,
it's just ridiculous.
It's really it is reprehensible, and it really makes him look like a scumbag in my eyes. I mean, when you think about the implications of that line of thinking, you apply that to almost any other scenario, and he is roundly criticized from all corners. Any other scenario where you've got people breaking the law, committing acts of violence, and you're going to blame it on anybody but the people doing it. The choices that they made, you're going to blame it on words spoken by a man inside of an arena that they weren't even in. Okay. He would be drubbed out of whatever position he was in any other scenario. But for some reason in politics, everybody says, oh, okay, you know, it's fine.
Oh, and just in the modern political environment, we've seen the rise of the radicals. They are the ones who are steering the ship. And the politicians know this. They know that, you know, that's why Joe Biden finally came out there calling for impeachment, because he sees how well it's working for everybody else. I mean,
this is the fruits of the left cancel culture.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When they jump from zero to cancel, and there's no room for any sort of grace or any sort of conversation or any sort of dialogue, there's no room for that. You're either with us or against us.
Well, in the Ellen DeGeneres story that you guys had this week, where just being a decent, respectful human being with somebody who you are, you know, politically have adverse political opinions with, mm-hmm. but just being nice and respectful to them is all of a sudden, oh, that's the worst thing you could do. Cancel Ellen, you know, because she's apparently has some obligation to go spit in people's face every time she encounters somebody who doesn't agree with her. I wonder where we're at.
I wonder what they, like, in an ideal world, like in their ideal world, what would they have had Ellen do?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
BM?
We're back to that.
Slide into her BMs.
Slide into her BMs.
Whoa. Whoa.
All right, let's have some fun. You know, it's the post show.
It
we've
is.
We've had a pretty tense week. We've had a pretty heavy week. Normally, we do movie talk on the post show on Fridays. Normally, it's TCNT movie talk. We're kind of just opening it up and making it more of just a standard post show. But
yes.
You know, we can still talk about if you. I don't know if you've lined anything up. What's opening up this week or anything like that?
Yeah, so it's just kind of a preview to what's coming out tomorrow or this weekend, I guess. We've got movies in theaters this week, Gemini Man.
Ooh.
And then I guess we can cover Gemini Man, and then I've also got the DVD and Blu-ray releases this week.
I was on the fence with Gemini Man. I'm probably end up going and seeing the theaters mostly because of the AMC A-list. It's getting some good reviews in the action, and it's supposed to be really good. I'll be curious to see how well for those that don't know, it's oh my gosh, I am so fried. Help me out here.
Oh, that's
okay. Will Smith versus Will Smith, and they're doing the de-aging technology on Will Smith.
It's a new Looper.
Yeah, my assumption when I first saw the previews was that it was Jaden. I mean, I thought it was Will Smith and his son, because his son very much looks
like him.
Yeah. They could have, and when I realized it wasn't, I was a little surprised. I was like, why wouldn't, because you got some new toys and you want to play with it, I guess, and you know, you're anti or de-aging CGI or whatever, but.
Yeah, it looks like they really embraced the digitally de-aged technology.
They could have just cast his son. His son's probably like, dude, dad, what?
Like, dad,
WTF?
Come on, dad.
I wonder if they like use like Independence Day, you know, as the template for it, because the character Will Smith looks like exactly how he did in Independence Day for that.
I actually didn't see anything about this movie at all until today. I didn't even know that it was a thing, that it was coming out until today. So for anybody who's listening that might not be familiar with Gemini Man, I do have a synopsis. Henry Brogan is an elite assassin who becomes the target of a mysterious operative who can seemingly predict his every move. To his horror, he soon learns that the man who's trying to kill him is a younger, faster, cloned version of himself. And yeah, I mean, now that I know more about it, I don't know. You're right. I don't know why they wouldn't have just casted his dad.
Well, did you?
I'm sorry, his son.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen his son act? It's really bad.
Is it bad? Yeah. I don't know. I actually haven't.
Yeah, gee, he's not.
Karate Kid.
Yeah, Will Smith. Karate Kid, After Earth, which I enjoy as a sci-fi movie. But Will Smith tried on several attempts to, you know, to make his son into a star, and he just doesn't really have the chops for it. So, I'm not surprised that, you know, the de-aging technology has reached a level where they can, you know, pull something off like this. You know what I mean?
So, well, I think when it's a clone, that's the idea. It's supposed to be the same person, and then, but along with that is like when you look at him, the age that the clone is in the movie is the age that we are, you know, when Will Smith was Fresh Prince and Independence Day.
Most familiar,
and
yeah.
So I think we make that connection. We're like, wow, that, you know, like I just made a minute ago. Oh, it looks just like Will from Independence Day.
Yeah. The Fresh Prince is an assassin now.
I think they're showing off, and this is a good opportunity to show off, because if it was, you know, somebody less famous, you know, or who's had a less historic career, we may not
go back so far.
Yeah, it doesn't go back so far. We would have been like, it's Gary Oldman when he's young. You know, I guess that's what he could have looked like. I don't know. But with showing off with this technology, we can make that connection. Be like, oh, it looks just the same.
I was hoping, you know, I've looked at the reviews and they are kind of mixed. They started off kind of negative, but I guess you're seeing some positive ones come in. But it feels like the kind of movie, like if you like sort of sci-fi action, you're willing to overlook a lot of plot holes, a lot of silliness. Right, exactly. Looks like that kind of movie. I really want this movie to be good. I hope it's good because I like Will Smith. And it's weird because I consider myself a fan of Will Smith, even though in looking at his filmography,
there's a lot of junk in there.
Most of it kind of sucks, honestly. I mean, he's been in some good movies, but the bulk of his movies are mediocre or worse.
The bulk?
That's a hot
I would
take.
Say the bulk.
The bulk?
That's a pretty hot
you
take.
You
want to
do this?
I think we need to do this.
This
might get turned into full Twin Cities movie talk.
This is Will Smith talk.
what's our standard? Are we going bad versus good? Is that what we're doing?
It's
the standard?
Objective, obviously.
I know, but what's the standard here?
Why don't go over the last movies and all four of us say good or bad.
Okay. Well, so his last, do you want like his most popular movies?
No,
or
let's go
most recent.
Let's go chronologically.
So chronologically, most recent, you've got Gemini Man, obviously. Aladdin.
I liked it.
Bright.
I enjoyed Aladdin. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed Aladdin more than I expected to.
Bright.
I heard that was terrible.
It was awful.
Oh, I enjoyed Bright.
Nope.
I think you're in the minority on that one.
Collateral Beauty.
Didn't see it.
Didn't see it. Didn't want to see it.
Enjoyed Collateral Beauty.
That looked depressing.
Yeah, I liked it.
Suicide Squad.
Ugh.
I like that movie too.
Yeah.
Well, and I love his role in that movie. Mm.
Concussion.
Oh, the doctor.
Yeah, Concussion was good.
He was actually good in that. Yeah. I liked that.
Focus. That was the one with Margot Robbie.
On that movie. Loved that movie. Watch it many times.
All right, John, we can't just use the John standard because we all know, and even you'll admit, John.
I'm honest.
John standard is very broad.
I'm honest. I'm honest about it, though.
The American Can.
I have no idea what that is.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. You're looking at IMDb?
No, I'm actually just looking at Google chronologically what's come out.
All right, I'm going to pull up Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes?
Rotten Tomatoes.
Rottenators?
Rotten Tomatoes.
What else you got there, Sam?
I've got Annie. Should I just kind of go down the list a little quicker?
Yeah, didn't see Annie.
Winter's Tale?
That's the...
I don't know.
That's a cartoon. No.
No, it looks like the Twilight poster.
Winter's Tale? I don't know that one.
I have no idea. Okay, Anchorman 2.
He's in Anchorman 2?
It's a cameo.
He's in stupid fight scene.
No, I know. That's fine. But that doesn't count.
I didn't realize After Earth came out in 2013.
After Earth was terrible.
After Earth's not good. I own the Blu-ray, and I've watched it many times, but it's not a good movie.
This Means War. The Karate Kid. The Human Contract.
Wait, the Karate Kid?
Yeah, I don't know. He's got a
Karate Kid. No, he was not in this. That's
his son.
Yeah, he was not in This Means War.
Fight me! I'm just reading Google. Right.
Yeah,
yeah. Before
Seven
after,
Pounds.
We, oh, I like 7 Pounds.
Secret Life of
we missed
Hancock.
Men in Black in there too.
I Am Legend.
Men in Black 3.
Oh, I love I Am Legend.
I don't know.
I Am Legend is great.
The Pursuit of Happiness. Hitch. Hitch is a classic.
I
Shark Tale.
Yeah, that's a cartoon.
Hitch is not a classic.
Yes, it
is a classic.
Hitch is absolute, okay.
Hitch is great.
Fight
Hitch
me.
Is all
Men
right.
Men in Black. Okay. He's got some good movies. He does have a lot of bad ones.
He's got a lot of splats.
I just take issue with the bulk.
I'm going to give
just take
you a
issue with your the bulk. I won't say the bulk of his career has not
Legend,
been good.
7 Pounds.
I didn't say not
bad
good.
Boys.
I said mediocre or worse.
Men in Black, Hancock.
Like, you know,
what did you John, what did you think of Hancock?
Gemini Man sitting at 29%. Bright 27%. Collateral Beauty 14%.
What are those Yahoos?
Suicide
know?
Squad 27%.
What are those? They don't know anything.
I mean, Winter's Tale 13%, After Earth 11%. Men in Black 3 actually 68%, which kind of surprises me cuz I didn't
I
think
like
that was. It was fine, but it wasn't great.
It's fine.
It wasn't that good.
I like 3. 3 made me cry.
He was a producer on This Means War. He was a producer on Karate Kid. That's what you're.
That's the credit. Yeah.
All right. Well, that boosts all the other movies that got splats.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Hancock, John?
Oh, I love Hancock. Have you seen the director's cut of Hancock?
No.
Yeah. There's added scenes that they cut. Yeah. It's pretty crazy, have you seen Hancock, Drew?
Yeah.
I like Hancock.
It was okay.
That's fun.
It was all right.
That's fun.
But that's what I'm talking about. It's
short,
like for an actor of his stature and his level of fame.
Rejection.
Right? you know, he doesn't have a lot of great movies.
Rejection.
To his credit.
I accept.
Reject.
Yeah, like Ali. Fantastic. Yeah.
Ali was really good.
Yeah.
That's probably one of his best movies. 6 Degrees of Separation, probably one of his best movies. Men in Black, the original, definitely one of his best movies.
Bad Boys 2, which I actually enjoyed more than Bad Boys 1.
There's also a Bad Boys for Life coming out in 2020.
Me too, yeah.
On January 17th.
You're going to be driving around in old Buicks or something.
All right, what else? Let's more movies and then we'll go home.
Yes. DVD and Blu-ray releases this week.
Feel so wanted to be here.
I want you to be here, Rob.
Thank you.
There's Stuber and Crawl.
I hear Stuber's fantastic.
Oh, my God, Stuber's awesome.
I hear Stuber's the best comedy of the year.
Oh, I hated it. I didn't even finish it. I don't even think I got halfway.
That ended like 20 minutes in or something?
It was less than half. I got more than 20 minutes, but it was less than halfway through. I gave up on it because It's just for a movie to be so like over the top ridiculous and have make you sort of, I mean, I suspending disbelief in a sci-fi movie or a horror movie, you know, in a genre film like that is easy to do. You're putting together a, basically a buddy cop movie, which is essentially what this is. It's a buddy cop movie. And you're asking me to suspend so much disbelief on how people act and how they work and how the world works. And then on top of that, you're telling me it's a comedy and you're not funny. So I don't know what I was supposed to get out of that movie, but it was not very funny and it was over the top ridiculous in what they were asking you to accept as reality.
I'm looking forward to Crawl.
I am very much looking forward to Crawl.
Let me watch that today.
I think I'm going to watch that today as well.
I don't even remember that movie coming out.
You want to watch it together?
You want to hang out, bud?
Yeah, I got a Snuggie. We can
you can share
curl up while it snows outside, watch it snow, and watch Crawl.
Oh, my gosh. John just likes when it's snowy because nobody can pick on him for wanting to stay inside.
It doesn't matter. People pick on me anyway.
Yeah, but it takes away one layer.
What a sad morning this has turned into.
I'm just tired, man. Really I got
tired.
Nothing.
Tired John turns into pathetic John real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then tired like, Sam just turns into mean Sam real quick.
It's got Eeyore over here. Wouldn't have mattered anyway.
My emotions just, you know,
they're
my
dead right now.
I wear everything on my sleeve, so it just it matches my mood. I just want to pass out. I'm so tired right now. I just want to.
Well,
I'm done.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but we do still have promos.
I know. I've got just enough left for the promos, but after that, I don't have anything else. That's
right,
it. That's how I've given everything I can give.
Are we wrapping this up?
Yeah, it's time to do promos.
Sure.
All right. Rob, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob.
Glad to be here.
That's great. No, I'm glad you were here.
You can hang out. While we
you can hang out and do promos. Like, you want to do blue?
Oh, we're doing them on the show. Okay, all right.
Oh, right. Should we end it? Are we not yet?
No, that's fine. That's fine. I thought we were going to stop and then do.
No, because then people can find out. Hey, go buy my book. My sales have gone up, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because you've been buying them. Listen to the post show. So buy more. And then I'll know that's the case.
Oh, you know, actually, didn't we talk about it on the post show a lot yesterday?
Yeah, and I thought, well, the day before yesterday.
Was it the day before yesterday?
Yeah, but it's just weird. The past 2 days, both in Bark 1 and 2, the sales have kind of spiked. And it's not because of the ads that I'm buying on Amazon, so I don't really know where the sales are coming from.
I have a theory, but I'll share it with you when we're not recording.
No,
you do?
I think it was all the post show and all me. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm still looking.
I
still need photos of you looking pretty holding my second book. You haven't given me those yet.
That's impossible. I would need to wash my hair for that.
I asked you for that.
How many Twitter followers did you get yesterday when you had makeup all running down
Seriously.
Your face?
Seriously.
Your hair was all
I have gotten almost
scraggly and gross looking.
I have gotten almost 500 new Twitter
followers.
So
shut up about not looking pretty.
Since last night.
So shut your face about not
And you need
pretty.
To you need to thank every single one of them for following you and tell them to go to Amazon and buy your good friend John Justice's science fiction books. Amazon.com. Yeah. All right.
You looked like a wet towel yesterday, and still people are like, I think I'm in love with
Sam. Oh, my gosh, she's so cute. She's cute. She's so pretty.
It looks like a napkin that got rained on.
Yeah.
Like a dirty
pretty much.
Paper towel.
She looks like she just walked out of the shower and put her clothes on. But it doesn't matter. She's beautiful.
I spilled my coffee, used a paper towel to sop it up, balled it up and threw it in the garbage, and then took a picture of it. And they're still like, I love you, Sam.
Wow.
You could have You probably could have stopped all the Antifa protesting if you'd stuck around.
Just walked down just like, excuse
everybody,
me.
Just
are you
stop,
describing,
please.
Are you describing Sam or Mike Mullen?
Or Aisha Gomez.
Yeah. Garbage human Mike Mullen.
I actually spent time.
I very much enjoyed all the various descriptions of Mike Mullen we came up with this week.
Yeah,
one of my
just
favorites.
Describing things you see in a garbage can.
One of my favorites.
Like $10,000 pyramid,
which coincidentally is almost always City Pages in Minneapolis.
One of my favorites, Drew, is when you describe Mike Mullen as being the equivalent of a bunch of like crushed up Taco Bell wrappers and banana peels in a garbage can.
That was a good favorite. One.
Otherwise known as the space behind the driver's seat in Andrew Langer's minivan.
He's got kids.
Am I right?
He's got kids and no shame.
I couldn't believe how much stuff. I was like in the back of his car in D.C. I was like, I wanted to say something, but I didn't. And I should have, and now I have.
Man, that's how our farm trucks usually look. It's fine. Actually, not anymore, because my brother obsessively cleans.
You know what? You clean your car, you're a monster.
My 13-year-old brother obsessively cleans all the cars in our family.
Yes.
It's a good man.
Don't project your OCD onto other people.
Yeah, what Rob said.
All right, Sam, focus up.
No.
Let's knock these out.
I can knock you out.
You could try.
I bet I could, but I wouldn't.
You could try. I mean, as long as you don't have like a weapon, like if we're just
with
talking
my bare fist.
If we're just talking pugilism here, I'm.
Well, that's what I was thinking. She's going to come at you with a joust on a horse.
She's
going to tire iron out of her car. You don't think I could knock you out?
I would never physically assault you. Only emotionally assault. Ready?
What are you doing, John?
I don't care.
Okay, I'll do blue.
Coming up on the Monday edition of Justice and Drew.
More reaction and fallout from the Trump rally in downtown, starting with Sam's Top 5 at 620.
The latest on impeachment efforts with Andrew Langer. Vikings-Eagles recap with Paul Allen. And Jason Lewis joins us at 835.
Justice and Drew, live and local, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. I'm really craving some movie theater popcorn right now.
Oh, man, we got to record those spots, too. Okay.
I believe in you.
Do we just need to fix the phone number?
Let's just record the whole spot.
No.
Oh, come on. I hate when you do that. We're like, oh, we'll just repeat the phone number. No, because then it might sound disjointed, and it's more work for me, and then it might not sound good anyway.
Feel good about all that emotional assault now? Yes.
You're listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Monday morning on Justice and Drew, we'll continue to cover the fallout from the Trump rally, starting with Sam's Top 5 at 620.
Listen live 6 to 9 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
How do you know what that is?
Because John does it all the time.
Yes, it's true.
It's accurate.
Yes, right. Bags. You're listening to Joe Bags.
And Monday morning on Justice and Drew, we'll continue to cover the fallout from the Trump rally, starting with Sam's Top 5 at 620.
We do not need to do closing argument tonight. We have a go for hockey.
Weren't you? Well, yeah. Also, you still have a line.
Yeah, we were doing the
oh, shit.
We were like, did the promo.
You're right. I don't know what I was thinking. You're right. I got all excited because I remembered the closing argument tonight, and then I checked out.
That's incredible.
Sorry.
You're a magician.
Sorry, guys.
My bad. Sorry.
Are we doing it all over, or do I just need to do my line?
Just do the phone number.
You know what? We're doing the whole thing. Otherwise, I got like a minute and a half to edit through. We're just doing it all over.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, we'll do it live. Ready? Yeah. Drew, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, I don't even know. What are we recording?
No one's going home until we do the phone number.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Monday morning on Justice and Drew. We'll continue to cover the fallout from the Trump rally, starting with Sam's Top 5 at 620.
Listen live 6 to 9. Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
Yes, queen.
Why is my son sending me pictures of birds labeled Antifa?
That's a really good question.
My 17-year-old son sent me that just now.
That's a very good question.
Is it a meme?
No. So he's got anti-Antifa down here. So it's like the Eagles America.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm so tired. I didn't even catch that. I don't even know. How does he know what Antifa is? I'm not having these conversations with him. Where is he learning this stuff?
I don't know if that's another bird or if that's like a squirrel that's about to get eaten by the eagle.
All right. Well, I'll make him feel good and send him a laughy face, even though I have no idea what he's talking about.
My 10-year-old sends me his own homemade memes.
Aww.
And they're interesting.
Yeah.
What?
There was a precursor. There was an eagle one, precursor one, and he was doing it. So anyway, sorry.
Gotcha.
There was an eagle. There was an eagle outside on the tree. That's what they were freaking out about. Yeah, it's funny to see when he's got a really offbeat sense of humor.
Sam?
Yes.
This is actually not going to be a lot of work to redo because it is just the last line of both spots. It's not like it has to be inserted in the middle or anything.
Oh,
damn. Wow. Now, I can do that in Audacity in 2 minutes. Come on.
Yeah. This is very easy. So John and I will
both. Would you like my job?
John and I will both read the last line. And then you'll have two. We'll give you a couple different takes so you can match it up. Okay, does that work?
I'm going to end the post show because I don't like working on spots.
Fair enough.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Go to Amazon.com. Buy Bark 1 and 2. And Rob Dorr, thank you.
Wait, that was all recorded?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was all the post show. Yeah, all the
Rob and all his BM jokes.
Okay.
I know it's funny when that weekend happens like that, right? Yeah.
Go to gunowners.bm.
BM Gun Owners Caucus? No, that's not right either.
Vote BM Trump!
Basic math. We're talking about basic math.
Right, right, of course.
Basic
of
math. Course.
That's what we meant.
Basic math, people.
Please don't fire me, Brian.
Oh, and the Patriots suck.
Oh.
Go Huskies.
Brady will be something one day.
Bye.
Live up to that potential.
Bye.